one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to TBS. In just a few moments, we're going to see the Horsemen in action. But before we do, we want to focus on another rather unique event that you'll see this Wednesday night live here on TBS, the Clash of Champions. It's an arm wrestling contest between my broadcasting colleagues, Paul E. Dangerously and Missy Hyatt. It all started rather innocently. We're going to show you how this situation got started in the last 3 or 4 weeks. We're going to show you a couple of excerpts from Paul E.'s workout video and from Missy Hyatt's workout video. Let's go now to the package.
When you come to the Clash of the Champions, when you come for the arm wrestling contest, I want you to dress like a lady and not dress like what we all know you really are.
Ooh, hey. Why don't you wear that?
You don't back out of the Clash of Champions. I might just come out here on national TV, Missy, and I'll tell everybody not only how you got your job, but how you're keeping it.
So when I put your arm down on the 30th of this month, Missy Hyatt, at the Clash of the Champions, I want every American man to stand up in his workplace and say, thank the heavens almighty, we're free at last. Time for my workplace.
Second. Well, let's let that play out. I'm gonna take a sip of water because I'm drinking some nerds. Eating some nerds. I'm trying to figure out who that is. Them hands look all beat up. Anyways. Tuesday night, August 20th, 2019. Episode 607 of The Rant is officially live. Across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, RantEMRadio.com. Tune in Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and a plethora of other platforms. God damn it, you know it. Hello to the chat room. Hello to the people listening live. Hello to you. That's right. You! Hello to the stars, to the moon, to the kids in Doom's house. Hello, hello, hello. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by Doom himself.
What's going on?
And his plethora of children playing
evil
stuff.
Evil minions.
Playing marbles and things like that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I got a bone to pick with Double A.
Oh. All so soon? Not even 7 minutes into the show yet.
Nope.
Well, let me get my spiel out first. So, we're live, and lots to talk about tonight. A lot of big wrestling news to talk about. A lot of big network news that we're going to be talking about also. And of course, we'll find out what's going on in everybody's personal lives. Tony C, I know, is a little, you know, high in the sky right now. But we'll get to Tony C in a second. What's your bone, Doom?
I knew you was a snitch all along. You're the one who dimed out my man Ty Chrisley. Put all the feds on his ass. This been stewing on me all week since the indictments came down. They had to turn themselves in. It was Double A who did it.
Yeah, I have a thing that I want to ruin Todd Chrisley's life.
That just in time for that Stone Cold Steve Austin show
to premiere
right after Raw. Yep.
And actually, it's pretty good for those of you that haven't seen that Stone Cold show.
And then, you know, you find out that, you know, my man's extorting his daughter for, over a sex tape. You know, I was appalled when I found that out.
Who?
Chrisley, the news coming out that the rumor is that his oldest daughter, I guess she has a sex tape, and he's extorting her.
He's all a perv anyway.
He's a prever. Don't you see how he gets all his kids? Don't you see at the end of all those shows, he gets his entire family in the bed with him?
Exactly.
Like I said, it's a conspiracy going on. But I knew Double A. No conspiracy. He tipped off the feds.
He's a prever.
He needs to quit living a lie. Going to come out of the closet.
Which one, Tony C?
Hey.
Oh, man. Well, lots to talk about.
Damn well, he ain't never touched that lady.
I'm sure he has, but he probably did it with his eyes closed.
Exactly.
Yeah, and with his underwear on.
Exactly.
The thing about the Chappelle show.
Well, that's, yeah. Yeah, that's...
I don't know why she won't come over here.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
He'll do good in jail, Bubba.
Exactly. They're gonna play Sylvester when you walk in.
Oh, was it Charlamagne? Mickey Free.
I feel you. Will you touch me?
Oh my
Charlamagne.
God.
Yeah.
You ain't even watched behind your ears, Chris Lee.
Don't worry, I'll get back out there and get him. That's what.
Man. There it is. Took me a minute. Took me a second to cue it up. I was having some problems, but.
There goes his theme song when he walk in jail. Walking straight.
And there's Caleb
Braxton. To that right there.
Oop, and Caleb Braxton almost got knocked on her ass by Eric Rowan.
She always in harm's way.
I gotta tell you, she's becoming very popular now. I said that last
week. She got the look. She got the look.
That's right. Well. Let's see what's going on around the room and go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. Tony C, what's going on with you?
Man, I'm doing better than I was last Friday about 3 o'clock. I was highly pissed off. Highly pissed off.
Well,
I had to give a freaking...
He was deposed. About
deposition testimony. And a freaking prick of a lawyer. We almost got into a heated argument.
Didn't you tell him? Do you know who I am?
Dude, no.
You
should
have got my man. He's down in Florida. Oh boy, you know, Clarence Mason.
I should have had Jay Biggs.
Yep.
I mean, it wouldn't have made a difference because, you know, when you, I don't know if you know, people have been in suits before. They just spend 3 hours trying to get into your life, your past, and then the last hour and a half about the reason why you actually there. They're asking me about old broads, where I lived, and how many siblings I got. Is your mama still alive? Your daddy dead? Why you don't do this no more? Oh, man.
What we actually got audio of Tony C's deposition here. Let's see if we can cue that up for everybody.
Yeah. Any family in the States, Tony? Any cousins, brother-in-law, anybody?
Nobody. Everybody stayed.
You ever been in jail, Tony?
Me? Jail? No, wait. No.
Been in a mental hospital?
Oh, yeah. And they're both coming over.
What about homosexuality, Tony? You like men, huh? You like to dress up like a woman?
What the fuck is wrong with this guy, man? Are you kidding me?
Just answer the questions, Tony.
Okay. No. Okay? Fuck no.
Arrested? For vagrancy? Marijuana?
Never mind.
Heroin?
No, nothing.
Cocaine?
No.
Where'd you get the beauty scar, tough guy? Eating pussy?
All right. That's from Tony C's deposition.
Basically, that's what I should have been. I should have been real unruly. I mean, for some, bruh, for you to have not only to be in pain and discomfort, but you can't take, I couldn't take any medication because I would have been falling asleep and nauseous. So I'm squirming in the seat for 5 hours, taking breaks, and the prick kept asking me, do you want to take a break? Do you want to take a break? I'm like, no. You son of a... Because if I take a break,
bitch,
I'm going to be here longer.
You needed to wrap it up, box.
I needed to do... I mean, and he just had, like, questions on, like... It's like, you remember in middle school when your substitute would come in and the teacher would leave you those packets of worksheets? And that's what he kept flipping through. Flipping. And writing down and flipping. I'm like, I watch Law and Order. I watch a lot of cop shows. Depositions don't go like this. I wish I could have flipped the table like Mr. Darnell, but I was hurting too bad and I couldn't do it.
Young man, you've been found guilty by a jury of your peers. The crime you've committed was very serious. And before I sentence you, I'd like to say a few words about your arrest record. What the hell?
Yo, the sign is real simple, B. It says wrap it up. Wrap that shit up, B.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Man, you want some too? You better wrap it up.
Gonna
wrap that gavel up, B.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, exactly, man. You get there at 10 o'clock. Okay, they swear you in. The freaking guy is in the back with the camera. Like you're freaking being recorded for a freaking Dateline episode. And this guy just sitting all rambling all questions. So, how many siblings you got? So, why do you live here? Oh, how long did you live there? Oh, do you did? So, what took you here? Oh, what took you there? Oh, do you still talk to her? Oh. Freaking Andrew Dice Clay is in this piece, man. And at 3 o'clock, it finally ended. The son of a bitch said, I don't have no more questions. And I almost hit him with my Mr. Fuji cane. I wanted to do it. And it got heated. Yeah. And it got heated a little bit. There was one heated moment when he tried to trick me. And I ain't fall for his trick. With a, you know, they tried to act, he tried to ask the question a different way. You know, Double A works on that side of the game. So, you know, after a bunch of hours, you know, the law, people like that, they try to trick you.
Yeah.
Hey, were they trying to tell you for like the last couple of weeks to see if you were washed up? You know, you had that unmarked four.
But I don't go. I don't really. I don't go anywhere real like that outside of the doctor, and you know, give me. You know, if I wanna.
Don't you know he's got a lot of marathons to watch?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I understand what he asking about, the PI, you know, side of the game.
You know, they were like, hey, they got you a picture getting that that new Wonder Whopper or whatever.
No.
Plant Whopper.
Impossible Whopper. The only picture that they may have is of Tony C getting his wife an order of fries when we had lunch the last time I was in Orlando. That's the only thing that they may...
And let me tell you, you know that ahead of time, because your lawyer, when them people get caught on, like, the PI, they send it to their lawyer first. So your lawyer will drop you as a client. So as long as I don't get no call from my lawyer saying...
somebody who looks like you has been meandering Orlando at the theme parks.
This just isn't working for me. Yeah, I'm good. So, but I don't know if they pulled that PI firm playing that card. They ain't gonna get no footage, man. But okay. It's just the fact of sitting somewhere for five hours straight, man. Damn,
they're gonna
man.
Get a double. They're gonna find somebody look just like you. There you go.
Double A already said Wood Harris look just like me, so they'll probably get Wood Harris.
Or like that guy that looked like David Schwimmer that robbed that store with friends. He looked just like David Schwimmer.
Barksdale.
Oh, man.
Next thing you know, I got pictures of Wood Harris in my lawyer's office talking about, yeah, we seen you here.
And did they do what they what I told you that they were gonna do? Could you state your full name, please? Yes.
Yeah.
Anthony C. Anthony yeah. C.
Imagine the surfer went through it. They'd be like, Hugh.
No.
Surfer. State your name, sir.
Silver.
Surfer. Your full name, sir. Silver. Sir.
Silver.
Could you spell that?
Yes.
S-I-L-V-E-R. Surfer.
Exactly. Under oath. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. Well, help you God.
Well, I also go by James Harvey.
Jimmy Harvey or Jimmy, Hugh.
Or Hugh.
A.K.A. Hugh. But yes,
does Hugh does Hugh have a last name, sir? Yes. Jassel.
More.
I was quite livid on last Friday, but I calmed down a little bit. Now it's all about taking it easy.
I know. I'm calling.
Going tonight.
I know we can't go in a harangue like we did last week, where Lee sabotaged me during this program with his. With his headshots. So
the damn feud ain't over, double?
No!
It's far from over.
Damn it.
This buffoon over the weekend text everybody that he is drinking an apricot LaCroix.
Yo.
LaCroix.
LaCroix.
What the hell is that? It's some more highfalutin.
It's again. It's more water that had rocks soaking in it.
Oh man!
You know, why don't you just drink? Why don't you just eat the rocks, Lee? You'll get the minerals directly. Good Lord!
Sending people pictures of Men's Warehouse.
Yeah.
Coupons
and how much certain suits cost at JOS Bank and those places.
So what was happening is Lee done went corporate.
He's not corporate. He's just modern day. He's a hoi polloi. Did you hear last week's show? Dude?
Nah.
Okay, last Wednesday we were on the air. And we... Based on his behavior and his actions and the pictures he provided as evidence, he now has a new moniker. He's no longer Lee Champion. He is PCC, Prince Cardigan Champion. So...
Why the hell was Apollo Crews just open the door there and look?
The same way that... because they want to take a look at Caleb Braxton.
So basically, Lee done turned to when beautiful Bobby Eaton became Earl Bobby Eaton.
No, it's more of like when Ricky Morton became Richard Morton.
That's what I'm saying. When like a heel is rough and rumble, and then all of a sudden, you know, they get in the stable, you know, they're trying to
join the York Foundation.
Yeah, they get a. You know, a suit, slick their hair back.
He's the modern day. What was Terrence Taylor's Monica?
The modern, he was the tailor-made man.
Yep. Tailor-made man, the modern-day man of the 90s.
I mean, he is like Terry Silver in Karate Kid 3.
So Lee's just going to go around in a three-piece suit?
Pretty much.
Stuff now, getting out of limousine.
And drinking LaCroix, apricot LaCroix at that.
With his pinky finger up?
Yep. I guarantee you, before the week is out, he will find out that he had drank a like a kumquat LaCroix or something. You know, some weird fruit. But anyways.
He's simply champion. Ow.
Yeah.
What I'd like to have right now is for you Prince George jackasses.
Oh, man. Well, since we're on the subject, what about you, Doom? Anything interesting happening with you? Because the silver one is off seeing a movie.
I got into it with some wrestling fans last week over the Randy Orton Kofi Kingston match.
Okay.
Now, I guess some of these new wrestling fans like to call racism when there's no racism. Because when the spot when Orton was beating up Kofi in front of his kids was a little firestorm in one of these wrestling groups. Had to block some people that they said was racist. And I was like, dude, it's just a regular angle. Anytime somebody's family is in ringside, something's going to happen if they acknowledge it. You should just come to expect it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like when every time Miz's dad is shown on TV, you know he's going to get involved in the match. You know, I'm just tired of new wrestling fans because I guess they haven't seen enough wrestling angles to know that people's family. Huh?
The fans are getting too sensitive.
Yeah. Like, they couldn't handle the attitude there, you know.
No, they can't handle anything. They want rough and tumble wrestling, but they can't handle.
Yeah, they can't help when somebody offends them, you know, with the whole Val Venus, I choppy choppy UPP. Oh,
God forbid Robert Fuller brings out a watermelon in 2019.
You can't be offended by that because that's somebody's next move on Pennsylvania Avenue, man.
giving out promos, looking side to side.
And by the way, speaking of Robert Fuller, aka the Colonel, I text a picture to our feuding group chat.
Did have some damn nursing shoes.
He had the full Colonel Rob Parker getup, but he had goddamn sneakers on.
A pair of white sneakers at that.
Exactly. Old man sneakers. Generic old man sneakers.
And
Bunkhouse Buck looked terrible.
I got a pair of those. I'm a diabetic. You know, he might be a diabetic, man. You can't sit here. Those shoes are real comfortable.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute. I'll defend the diabetic part. But could we at least get a couple?
Could they have been black?
Exactly.
It's white Rob sneakers, Walker. Man. You know he's not going to have nothing black on him, right?
He wore black shoes. What are you talking about?
His boots were black.
Yeah, but those black boots. These sneakers.
Bunkhouse Buck looked terrible in that picture that I sent.
Double A, he looked terrible 20 years ago.
Listen, but that was the gimmick. Jimmy Golden never looked good, but this picture looked like Bunkhouse Buck had been sleeping in the dumpster for the last 30 years.
You probably had.
Oh, man. Anyways.
There it is.
Yep.
I want to make sure Buck and Dick
Keep the title shot, man.
Oh, man. Hold on. That's one of my favorite promos. Look at you. You're disgusting. Hold on. Let me see if I can remember.
You about made it there. Gene, go ahead.
All right. I was trying to get the complete story, if I could, from referee Nick Patrick of what happened. Funk. Funk caused Funk.
I want you to hear this. Look at you. You got lipstick all over your face. You love sick, man. What's wrong with you? For months now, you've been all out of sorts. Where was you when we need you? What's wrong with you, Colonel? You always talk about the grass being greener on the other side. From where I'm standing, I can't see no grass at all.
You know, I've got to go along with that, Colonel.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something, Buck. Listen, it may not have wised up to you yet, but I'm serious about that there, girl. And another thing, my name is Colonel Robert Parker, and I run this here outfit. Now, y'all go on to the showers. I'll get you another match. I'll see those belts are back around your waist.
Go on now. All right, there's the answer from the chairman of the board, Colonel Robert Parker. You know, I kind of have to agree with Dick Slater and Bunkhouse Buck. I believe, Colonel, that you have been smitten by the love bug. I really do. Look, you're disgusting. Look at that television camera. You got lipstick all over you.
Look, I'm not very proud of the fact that Buck and them are not the champions anymore. You know, right now I'm kind of torn between two feelings. I feel like I'm at the bottom of the pit. I'm right down at the very bottom. But on the other hand, my heart soared like an eagle. I'm going to tell you something, Gene. I never felt like I felt tonight. Now, it's one thing those belts has been lost. But it's another that I feel like I'm 20 years old. I'm going to tell you one thing, Gene. I got to have that girl.
You feel like you're 20 years old?
I certainly do, and I'm going to tell you this. Buck and Dick's going to have their chance. I'm still the greatest promoter that ever walked this earth. I walk in Tom Parker's shoes. I walk heavy and hard. I'll see they get another match.
All right, thank you very much.
Heavy and hard, huh?
Okay. What a hot wing that.
One more time.
Buck, I believe, Colonel. I really do. Look, you're disgusting. Look.
Okay.
Hey, well, I don't believe you should use that as a drop right there. Boy.
Oh, you're all the.
How's he disgusting? Yeah. Because he gets
really do. On. Look, you're disgusting. Look.
What a neck bone. What a hot wing that.
Oh, man, Sherry must have put it on Rob Parker, boy, making him feel like he's 20.
We are at.
Oh, man. That's funny.
There ain't no hot wings, ain't no neck bone.
Harlem Heat, gentlemen, what's this?
What's the hot man. Wings? Ain't no neck bone.
Come here with the resources of it.
Okay.
How racially inappropriate was that promo?
And that could not fly in 2019.
I would be offended by that.
Hey, I got these boys at a poker game or something with that, and they introduce all of Heat. You know, you just can't do this stuff no more.
That was very highly inappropriate for him for the Harlem Heat to say.
$50. Yes, sir. I need
$50.
$50.
$50.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's double A live. $50.
I love that. I just love it. And one more time for the road. Hold on.
It really do. Look, you're disgusting.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God, yo.
Anyways.
We ain't gonna be getting that on Wednesday night. So TNT.
No. But speaking of that, I've got some programming notes for the audience.
Uh oh.
So I have decided, because that is the week prior to me leaving for Hawaii. Okay, and yes, I did get my...
Why?
I did get my car rental situation squared away.
Nobody going to Hawaii.
Never rent from Avis. But anyways.
Never deal with a broad name, Avis.
Avis, Mavis, Mabel.
Big broads.
You know.
Oh, before you get into that, Double A, can you talk about the fact that you filed a marriage license for...
No. I found I was working, I was doing some work today, And I was reviewing
two pictures.
Let me go back to this now. I found, well, not two, just one, but I found.
No, I'm talking about that picture you sent me yesterday.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me go back to that. So let me talk about first what I sent Tony C today. So I was reviewing some paperwork that was submitted to me through my email, and I was scanning through the documents, and lo and behold, I come across a property settlement agreement. Now, normally these types of documents are rather innocuous, and they really don't mean anything. It's just how they split the assets in a divorce. But the names on the document caught me off guard. And I had no idea that these two people were an item, to be honest with you.
Still
an item. Well, this is an older document, though.
Oh.
It was a document from the 80s. But anyways, it was the property settlement agreement for the divorce between Janet Jackson and Willis Jackson.
Who the hell is Willis Jackson?
Willis Jackson, of course, is Todd Bridges from Different Strokes.
That's right.
Shit, me. They got married?
No, come on, dude.
They got married on TV.
They got married on TV. But I thought it was very funny that I saw a settlement agreement.
A legal binding document.
A legal binding document with Janet Jackson and Willis Jackson. Oh man, I should have read the document to see if they listed Arnold in the documents. Oh man, but anyways, the other picture that I sent Tony C, and I only sent it to Tony C because I think he would appreciate it more than the others. And that was a picture of Furious and Brenda before Brenda started talking too much. Before Furious stopped going over to play cards.
And there's a picture of Furious Styles and Brenda on that porch.
On the porch, smoking some cigarettes.
On her porch. Who is this little fucker on my porch?
Oh, man, it was Furious. It wasn't Trey.
Yes, it was.
Oh, man.
I almost died when I seen that picture, yo. I was dead.
Beating the hell out of the news.
Oh my god, yo. I was over here dying laughing at Nakamura.
At the picture.
Nakamura can't see nothing.
It ain't it. Well, I say it's it,
damn it. Hey, speaking about what we was talking about earlier, they're lucky that Dr. Morris is in the WWE now. Imagine if he was in there back in that.
Wait a minute.
And where you going anyway, you little fat fuck? You ain't got a job. That little fuck on my foot.
It was apparently it was Furious. Anyways.
It was Trey. Could you imagine if Brenda and Furious would have got married and Furious would have been dope boy daddy? No one would have ended up in jail and Ricky would have still been alive.
Yeah. Too funny.
Oh my god. I don't know if Ricky and his woman would have been able to stay with Furious though.
So, hey, look who's in the chat room. It's the Hammer. Mikey's in the chat room.
Mikey.
Look at that. We've got Nick, we got Pastor the Hammer.
And Doom Nakamura would have been called Oriental back in the day.
I know. But
what I'm saying is, he's lucky. They would have signed him up with Fuji. Again, you know,
the Orient Quang. Express.
He's been Quang 2.0.
Yep.
Quang.
He's been feud with Val Venus.
You know, like the Nakamura. World Wrestling.
But that's that.
There it is.
The World Wrestling Federation for over 50 years.
Yeah, why do they put that in the video? The World Wrestling Federation.
for over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Oh, man. Where's that guy? Is he still alive?
He still does the promos for the WWE.
Oh, is him and the guy that says, and now.
I think he's the same guy.
That's the same dude.
I think that's the same guy.
Who would have been Nakamura's tag team partner? Would have been like Hakushi?
Who knows?
That would have been a good tag team. You know,
Hakushi, oh God.
I mean, you know. You would have had Fuji, Nakamura.
Great Muda's theme in WCW in 1989.
Hey, what was Kabuki's theme?
Kabuki? Let me see. Do we have Kabuki's theme?
Kabuki!
Masa, he's not my hero.
No.
He's your hero, Chono.
Of course, we all know this song. Played at nauseam in WCW for anybody of Asian descent.
Yep, Ultimo from Ultimo Dragon.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's messed up. He only had one song from what they all Asian.
For all Oreo.
I think. Let me see. Akira Hokuto. Let me see if she had a theme song here. WCW.
Blue in the corner.
Oh wait.
I'm sorry.
Fujinami. Sound like a Chinese Brian Pillman song.
What was that?
Zeus and Liger had the same thing too, huh?
Yeah.
All them Oreos.
Let me see, what was Fujinami's WCW theme? He actually had a new... Oh, wait. Okay. Anyways. Boy.
Well, I know you're getting into the programming note. I just had to throw that in there about her. Willis Jackson and Janet Jackson had an official romance.
Yeah. Well, so programming note, since I'm going to Hawaii.
Hanging out with them Samoans.
On the 11th of October, I'll be gone for 2 weeks, so we're going to do some additional programming the week before.
Double A, the only rich guy take a vacation in the middle of October.
I know, right?
When you talk about Lee. That's something Lee would do.
I want to see here if Daniel Bryan's going to reveal who this person is. It's probably Kane.
Black Scorpion.
Daniel Bryan. Yep.
It's me, Black Wilson. Scorpion.
I held for a second. I thought it was Tony C.
Could be Tony. Wow. Maybe it's Tony Schiavone. It could be any number of Tonys. I'm going to talk about Tony Schiavone also in a second.
Tony C got the motives. He does not like Roman.
Mm-hmm.
He drops something to get him away from TV. He'll run him over. I mean, he got motive.
It's Rikishi.
And he got an alibi. Because, you know.
My doors are locked.
Yep.
My seat belts as fast as...
It's time to
kick your ass in high gear. That's my favorite Rikishi promo, ever.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, it's a white
that March. Okay. That March promo. Is it March? No, February when The Rock
and so.
Triple H. My doors is fast. My doors is shut. My doors are locked. It's fast, and it's time to kick your ass in high gear, Austin.
As we are with you,
I will take it out on your ass.
If I can
feel good at what I've done.
Mercy. He's not a freak. Austin, this Sunday, no mercy.
That man, they had a wrong determination. The stipulation is there's no way out.
Yeah, the promo here. It's not that
Rikishi,
good.
Man.
But anyways.
It's going to be a regular hit and run.
Not damn lead.
Get it?
So, since I'll be in Hawaii, October, let's see here. Let's get these dates.
Lead us to eight.
Let's get whatever. So, October 3rd, Tuesday, October 3rd, will be a normal episode of The Rant. We'll be on the air Wednesday, October 4th, because we will do a post-show for the premiere of All Elite Wrestling on TNT. And, well, I'll get into NXT in a minute, but as of right now, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live Friday, October 6th, and we may tag in with the boys and do a post-show after the premiere of Fox, SmackDown on Fox, on October 6th.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be a busy week, that first week in October. And then, of course, my last episode of The Rant will be October 10th before I go to Hawaii for 2 weeks. So,
we do a network special like Bass at the Beach? So I'll dress up as Sting. Who's going to be Vader? You know, we got to blow up a boat while you're on vacation.
No.
We're talking about Beach Blast.
Yeah, Beach Blast.
Beach Blast.
We had to have that midget come in and blow up a speedboat. You know.
One corner Rob Park on the episode of Baywatch 2.
No.
It was just Ric Flair.
And we still don't understand why Kevin Sullivan had paint on and Vader wasn't in a suit. Nobody can explain that to me, but okay.
Hey,
you
gotta be a gimmick all the time, man.
Okay.
I'm thinking of that damn Masters of the Power Bomb versus Sting and British Bulldog team called Double A.
Oh god, I don't remember.
The Axis Power or the Ally? No.
I think it might be the Allied.
The Allied Power.
I think it might be that.
Colonel Rob Parker was on that damn promo with that white same suit on that he had on that Double A
pistol.
That's why I remember that suit from.
Then what else?
1993.
What else was I going to say? I think that's it. Now, before we get into wrestling, I was made aware of something courtesy of Phil. Phil did a great job. And, well, look at that. Hammers at Niagara Falls. So
Double A, are you flying first class? Or,
no,
or
I'm,
coach?
I'm flying coach. 14 hours to Hawaii.
leave my ass for proof that you're flying coach, because we already call you elitist A.
Yeah. Anyways.
You going to go one of them pig roasts?
I'm going to go to a luau, of course. I don't know. It's going to be 2 weeks in Hawaii, so I don't know all of too much of what I'm doing, but I know I'm
going to. Rock is our cousin. Rock is my cousin.
Sleep.
The Rock, by the way, got married in Hawaii this week, for those
I know.
That have been keeping score.
So, but look, Caucasian chick.
So. Today,
hold on, let me speak on this for a second. Let me tell you something, Dwayne. You went and got, you dumped the light-skinned broad. That's your first baby mama.
I think that was a,
no, she was white.
She wasn't white.
The first one was not.
I think that
she
was
the one
Hispanic.
He got now is getting milk. Booger sugar white. Okay. That's what you do, Dwayne. And Surf, I hope you listening. That's what your boy do. He go out and go get a freaking Miss Sarah Lee and put on his arm. What's wrong? The sister's like Florida Evans color ain't good enough for him. A Thelma color. Or even Janet Jackson from freaking Different Strokes ain't good enough for him. You got some explaining to do on that, Surfer. You probably went to the wedding, no one's certain.
Maybe.
I must be a mark. I want to stand up and say, okay, I'm just glad, I'm proud of The Rock, okay?
Yeah, I got some nice words to say.
So,
I just want to rock. I want to thank Dwayne
for all this free alcohol,
for saving the franchise of the Fast and the Furious. Okay, and flying me out here, paying for my Megabus ticket. Okay, because you know you get those guys. You know, Double A, how you going to Hawaii? You imagine surfing trying to trek it to Hawaii
on the bus. and then the bus stops at the you know, at the coast. They're like, well, I don't know how you expect to get from here to Hawaii.
Hey, he's gonna be like, get a ferry. Okay?
They're like, get a ferry. This thing doesn't convert into a boat.
You want to change from a boat car? Change it to a boat.
Exactly. Anyways, so
oh my goodness,
Phil made it aware today. To me and to everybody, that today is August 20th. And on this day, Saturday, August 20th, 1989, a very important event happened. No, it's not wrestling related. Saved by the Bell premiered on this day 30 years ago.
And then I wake up in the morning.
When I wake up in the morning, and the longest of the morning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
What a ride we went on.
Oh my God. We sure as hell did, Tony C. I got them all here. What the hell is that?
Oh, that was my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it went off. You good?
That's the one where Jesse's brother Lisa crashed the car. Uh oh. We're in trouble. Okay.
Speaking of nostalgia, you heard about who's going to be in the next Scooby-Doo movie.
Urkel!
Oh, God, no.
Yep.
Urkel's going to be in the next one, I know.
Jaleel White as Urkel? Urkel?
Jaleel White as Urkel.
Oh my God.
The Urkel bot's going to be in there or something.
Oh God.
Double A, go out and go to the max. But that's
yeah, I am going to go to the max.
Oh my
Carl
God!
Ain't in there, I'm not watching.
Get out of my way, punk!
Oh wait a minute! I think I got that one. Hold on. Come on! There it is.
They might, since Scooby-Doo solves mysteries, they might see what happened to Judy.
Oh God!
Oh my God! Get out of my way, punk! Why don't you make me punk? Oh my God, Kelly Kapowski, we got introduced. Well, no, she wasn't there.
She wasn't there in the beginning. Well, yeah, she was, actually.
Really?
In 1989, she was, because let's take everybody quickly on a quick history lesson. The show premiered on the Disney Channel in 1988 as Good Morning, Miss Bliss. The show got canceled after 13 episodes or so. And NBC picked up the show, retooled it, because they wanted to continue the premise of the show, and thus came Saved by the Bell.
What about the kid with the white Jerry curl? What was his name?
Mikey.
Mikey. That guy almost got in a fight with him.
Yeah, he got into a fight with all his best friends. And, you know, everybody knows the iconic theme song from Saved by the Bell. Big departure from the theme song from Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Oh, and by the way, breaking news today.
Go ahead.
Some sad Marvel news. they lost the rights to Spider-Man. So.
The mouse about to flex his muscles.
The mouse will no longer be making, you will no longer be seeing Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, you know,
the mouse is gonna flex
it. He'll flex his muscles. He'll become litigious. Big
he'll
word.
Like, how going to
they gonna tie him up into litigation, though, like?
Yes.
That's but, my new favorite phrase. I'm gonna tie you up in litigation.
The question I have for
Wait a minute! I got a great line for you then, Tony C. But go ahead, Doom. What were you gonna say?
I said my whole thing about Sony is if it wasn't for Marvel, we might be watching the Spider-Man
movie. It's the same. They think they can do it without the mouse backing them. They're gonna slowly find out that mouse has the power.
If he gonna buy that whole studio. To keep fucking.
Let me tell you something.
You see what happened?
It'll
to
be
Fox,
called
right?
A Disney PlayStation in a minute.
Hey, you remember what happened to Fox, right? They just bought.
Yeah, they pissed them out. They pissed them off.
Now, since Tony C, your favorite word is litigation. I just want to play
up in litigation.
I just want to play this for you.
You got this alleged confession from these two young men. Did they have a lawyer present? No, because I'm their lawyer. Did you notify their parents? No, because we're their parents. So, officer, don't tell us to wait. And don't tell us to sit down. Just open that damn cell and let those two boys out of there. I'm going to tie this place up in so much litigation that your grandchildren are going to need lawyers.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm off the field.
That's a true phrase, man. You get tied up in litigation, man.
Damn straight.
Costs money.
But anyway, so I want to go back to Saved by the Bell real quick because, I mean, it's been such a big part of this show in our discussions and stuff over the years that and Tony C. already made reference to it a couple of times. Hold on. Let me see if I can cue it up here.
Yeah, my face, punk. Why don't you make me punk?
If I don't, punk, then I'll just have to make you punk.
There's that song.
And there go that song. That drop. And the chick that they fight on, she wasn't even like.
No, she wasn't.
All that. You know
she was like
saying?
Olive oil.
She was, no, not, she was, she
not
had
even
a,
that.
She had
was
a,
just like
she
a
was just average.
Chick. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What I'm saying. Olive oil was just the average.
No, olive oil was a broomstick.
They
should have
fought over Kelly.
Yeah, they should have fought over Kelly. That's right.
Yeah, but they fought over her.
Let me see what other drops I was able to grab here.
That girl might have did something that Kelly didn't do.
Oh, please.
And that was when Kelly was gone doing VIP, I think.
Probably. I love these drops.
Violet
I can...
and Bickerstaff.
What was that?
I said Violet and Bickerstaff. Max Nordstrom. That show gave us some great characters like Max Nordstrom.
Pete Stonebreaker.
That's like a porn name.
It was
Violet Ann Bickerstaff.
Violet Ann Bickerstaff, Mr. Tuttle. Miss Simpson.
Pussy.
Miss Simpson, Mr. Dewey. Miss Culpepper.
Miss Culpepper. Blind as a bat Culpepper. You don't mess with the dude, man. That's one of the greatest lines of. And Lee's favorite line, I'm so mad I can spit nails.
I'm sure I could cue that up here.
Say what? Shut up and move it. I don't have all day. Say what?
Here we go. Screech's birthday. There's that NBC drop.
Shut up and move it.
Here we go, hold on.
I
Relax, Neil. Some of us learn faster than others.
Mr. Dewey.
Where was I?
Shut up and move it.
What did you say?
Nothing, Mr. Dewey, honest.
Neil, don't mess with the Dew Man.
Look, I've had enough of your lip.
Say what?
You're a creep.
I'm so mad I could spit nails.
Well, Mr. Dewey.
Oh, man.
I'm so mad I can spit nails. Oh, my God, though.
They about to screw down Kevin.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to cue up one of Tony C's favorites here. If I could...
Pushy, pushy. Move your tushy.
Let me see here. Here it is. I got to cue it up here. Let's see if it'll let me do it. Oh. Hold on. Give me one second here.
Kevin Owens just got screwed.
Hold on. I'm queuing up Tony C's, one of Tony C's favorites. Here we go. It's...
Are they going to show it?
Cause who the hell is this?
This is an imposter. Eric Rowan imposter. This is Eric Rowan daddy. Daddy Rowan.
Damn, Danny Bryan, the damn David Koresh.
All right, here we go. This is for Tony C.
Jesse's battle. AC Slater. Zach Morris.
Why you saying Craig Strand names like that? I'm still trying to figure out. He's really low, Craig Strand.
Okay.
He really had a hard on Craig Strand.
Yes,
boy.
He did. Oh, man, so many Zach great Morris. Moments, though. Craig Strand! Oh, man, but so many great moments on
that's
that show.
That's part of my childhood, man.
I mean, every Saturday morning, I believe it was at 10 o'clock on NBC, for an hour, they'd showed an episode at 10, and then they showed another episode at 11. And usually you got two new episodes every Saturday. But
that's a good old day.
Oh, man, it was so good. It that's like Tony C said, that's our childhood right there.
Buddy band.
And,
it tickles
the cockles of my heart.
Buddy band. Hey, man, when the Saved by the Bell with the tooth be continued, that's when you know it was serious. I.e.
Just like that.
Father's wedding.
Oh, man.
Jesse's father's wedding.
Do you remember the first two-part episode?
Hold on. First two-part episode was... No, you stumped me. What was the first two
part? The first two part episode was the breakup episode.
Oh.
It was the breakup episode.
Oh my God, yo.
I'm gonna play the same later, man. Get these kids to sleep.
Alright, dude. We'll talk to you.
Slater sang that damn song, Michael Bolton song.
Alright.
Zach Moore was the first person I ever seen get broke up with on
TV.
On a picnic table.
Exactly.
Hey, man, you gotta play that song. One. One. Two. Three. Gotta start it off with that countdown.
Hold on.
It's just a
it's at 4. Let's see what we got here.
2. Count.
Okay, everyone. This is the last dance. So find that special person and make it good. 1, 2, 3.
Why the hell do you have to count? Oh my god. That's a Michael Bolton song, you know that, right?
Yeah.
So how did they take a Michael Bolton song and split it up between
Jesse and Slater? Who knows?
Slater don't damn well, Mario. Oh Lord, that was a sad moment. Tell me
about you. I know there's something going on between you and Jeff. Please just talk to me.
I don't know how to say this. It's just that Jeff and I have been working together, and
do you really like him?
No. Yes. I don't know. It's just happening so fast.
Damn right it happened so fast.
Wait, what happened? I thought you loved me.
Within 30 minutes.
30 minutes, exactly.
It wasn't supposed to be this way. Not for us. I didn't want to hurt you for anything in the whole world.
I thought we'd always be together.
Zach, I'm so sorry.
I miss you, Kelly.
Oh my god, Joe.
Like that.
Can we still be friends? Forever.
To be continued.
To be continued.
That was the first To Be Continued episode of Saved by the Bell.
Oh my god.
That kicked off season 4 of the show.
I forgot all about the breakup episode, yo.
Actually, there were 2 To Be Continued. No, wait, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 To Be Continued episodes that year.
Oh my god.
The breakup, Jesse's stepbrother, the Palm Springs episode, and the Christmas episode.
Yep.
Ugh.
1. Slater, would Slater have made a great reference?
He would have been a great slow referee. And Lee says he'll never forgive Kelly. I don't forgive her because she
was a whore.
She was a whore.
She was on the older man. And then he ended up dumping her after what?
2 weeks?
4 episodes.
Not even. Because look, they broke up the episodes of that season. Between
the start of the season, right?
That was to start the season, but the next new episode was the first episode at the beach club. So they split the episodes up at the beginning of the year between the beach club and school.
Them being
so
in school.
The third episode was the episode where Zach was rebelling after the breakup, right? Then after that, it was the operation episode. So we're 5 episodes in. Then another, the 4th of July episode at the beach club. The checkmate episode, that's the one where Screech is playing chess. And then we get to episode 9. So we are now, if they're showing 2 episodes a week, we're 4 weeks in to the fake IDs episode where Jeff is cheating on Kelly.
At the attic.
So
it was like a title change that didn't even need to happen.
Exactly.
Zach and Kelly could have stayed together throughout their whole high school career.
Jesus.
They said it's happening. This is the place to be. Everyone comes in. Unfortunately, Kel. So you're right. Everyone does come here.
let me see here. What other drops do I got here? Hold on. That clown.
Everybody comes here.
What's worse, Zach dumping Kelly? Or you mean Kelly dumping Zach? Or Brenda dumping Dylan? I think it was Kelly dumping Zach.
Kelly dumping Zach.
Because Brenda and Dylan were not stable.
Yeah. You always saw, kind of figured that was going to, they had like.
They were on borrowed time. Yeah. They were on borrowed time.
They were fighting a whole lot of Kelly sniffing around.
Nah, it's worse because you didn't see this one coming with Kelly.
Especially after Zach, her daddy couldn't get that money to go to the prom.
And Zach, you know, he was okay with it. And, you know, Zach was a good guy.
I'd have beat Jeff ass. That's just me personally.
No, but Zach was whipped. And what did he do? You better treat her right.
I would beat him up in the beginning when I seen that she started acting different. See, he slept on Jeff. Jeff was praying. Jeff was a pedophile anyway.
Yeah, he was.
He should have got arrested for pedophilia. The original R. Kelly.
Congratulations, Jeff. You got a great girl. Treat her right.
Hey, you got it, man.
I stole on him right there.
And then that same year, not to you know, veer off Jeff, but that same year where Kelly dumped Zach and did all these egregious things, she went out with Johnny. Johnny Dakota.
She was getting her whore legs at that point. She's about that whore life.
And I'm gonna play you something here. Once.
What about when they went to Hawaii? She got a dude in Hawaii.
That too. And again, that was that. I believe that also was within this year too. But I'm gonna play something
Zach
here.
In Palm Springs,
and let's not forget when Kelly did this. Hold on.
Slater, you look so embarrassed.
I've been $10.
I have $10 going once, going twice. You are promised to Kelly Kapowski.
There you go.
That's when they had the scene skip that episode, right?
No, that was the auction. Remember when Wendy bit on Zach?
Oh, Zach had the fat girl, the big broad. Well, and then her and Slater was about to get together.
That's right. They were going to get together during cut day.
Oh my God! Well, Zach did kiss Jesse that time, though.
But that was a freak accident. Come on.
During that play, no, I don't know, Double A. That was. If I was Zach, that's what I. You know what? After she broke up with me, you know what? I would have went after Jesse. Once Slater got done with her, we would have been like 90210. You know, she was in it.
And then that's where she ended up. How ironic.
Kelly Kapowski did turn into Valerie Malone on that show.
Ridiculous.
Alter ego. Ridiculous. That's Kelly Kapowski, alter ego. Valerie Malone. You don't want Valerie Malone to show up. Her crotch is on fire. Oh my God.
Another great episode that gets overlooked, that we don't talk about too much, was the only other appearance by Max Nordstrom. And that was the Class Rings episode with Jim Diamond. Yeah.
Oh. Morris? I need rings. I have a lot to give to my ladies.
Max Nordstrom should have been part of the show a lot more.
He should have been a fixture. He was classic. That damn poker episode. The way he sexually harassed Jesse all the time. Look at legs.
Look at your legs.
Why don't you come on over here, Mama? I know you said, I like that, Mama. And they had them nerds guarding the dogs like they was bum. They walked in there and had them two nerds breaking the dog in. Slater could have beat all their ass and just took the dog back, yo. I got some of my boys watching the dog just in case.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Here's the nerd story.
No, Maxwell, of course you want three rings. You got one for each ring finger and a spare, right?
I'm too smart for you, Morris. I'll only take two.
Excuse me, Zach. Look, I realize you're busy ripping that door off, but I've got to ask you something.
Don't worry.
Hold on. Where's when he finally got the ring? Oh, here we go.
Here are your brand new rings, and this time, they're real.
Now that's fine craftsmanship, Morris. I got two hot babes waiting for this.
Oh, man.
Max Norris was a pimp.
Yes, he was.
He was a cool, super cool nerd, as we called him back in the day.
That was too
fun. Where's that? You need to drop some Ollie footage. What did Ollie say that one episode? Hey, Morris.
Ollie,
he ain't talked that often.
Ollie did talk once in a while. There was one episode where he's, shucks, I'm just another nerd with a pretty face or some shit like that.
My boy Crater Face Crowburn.
That's right. Crater Face Chuckle Charlie. Chuckle Charles.
Chuckle Charlie.
Where is the...
what was that cream called? Zit Be Gold or something?
Oh, God. I have to go back and look.
It was Zit Be Gold, and then Zach tried to get Mr. Belding on. He said...
Uh-huh.
He thought about naming that you. We'll call it Beldecil.
Beldecil. That's right.
Beldecil.
And then another personal favorite of mine.
God, that's ring too. Think about it, sir.
Is that when we were introduced to this character?
Well, she was in 1936. What is the best you could do? Nope, I saved the best for last. Come on down, Big Pete. Big Pete. Big Pete. Big Pete. All right, Big Pete, you play volleyball?
Just hand me a racket and point me to the court. Screech, is Ava, Ida, and Big Pete it?
Well, there's nobody else.
Well, Big Pete, I guess you're in. Welcome to the team.
Ow! I'm telling!
Okay.
that damn Crater Face episode. Crater Face? I mean... Charlie?
Oh, let me find that.
He said, me, and you too, baby face.
There was then of course, when Belding thought Screech was getting married, Screech, you cantaloupe! Who are you calling a cantaloupe, you melon head? Right. Zit off. Zit out. Or, wait a minute.
Zit out.
Zit off. There you go. There we go.
Oh, my God, though.
Ah, but this is the before, and this is the after.
Is that Crater Face Coburn?
In the new, smooth, aerodynamic model. No way. Hey, look, Preppy here just hired some lookalike with a good complexion to fool us.
Yeah.
Charles, give the man some ID. Now, just $15 separates you from the complexion you've always.
Hold on. Hold on. We've
them all.
Sorry, the limit's six.
But I think we can make a special arrangement in your case.
Call your case into my office. Now.
And then to the office.
You know, Zach, I have had it up to here with your antics. And
I'm a tall guy.
Oh, yes, you are, sir. Hey, I've always looked up to you.
Put a hold on the bootlicking.
Holding, sir.
This time you have gone too far, turning Bayside into your own personal blemish bazaar. Now, who's your cohort in crime here?
Me, sir. Craterface.
Get out of town. You're kidding.
Chuckle, Charlie.
Wow, it is you, Charlie. It is a miracle.
Yes, but it's a shame that more kids won't have the opportunity for a crater-free life.
Sorry, Forrest, but not on my turf.
Hey, but we'd set up dispensers next to all the candy machines. Of course, the school will receive half of the proceeds.
No sale.
But we'd even name it after you. We'd call it Belle de Sil.
Belle de Sil? That has a nice ring to it.
Sleep on it, sir. We'll work out the details in the morning.
Nope. I think we'll work out the details at 3:30. See you in detention. Take Babyface here with you. Belle de Sil.
Puts a little on his face. Right,
yeah. Oh my god, though.
Too funny.
Show the people some ID, Charlie.
And then there was, of course, there was the episode where Zach was falling for that nurse. My husband thinks.
Yeah.
My husband thinks he can beat Hulk Hogan. He's
I know you, that's why you call him.
That's a funny line.
They said he could beat Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan says he could be the champ.
Yep.
That's the exact line.
And you know, AA, it's, you know, wrestlers made, you know, back in the day cameos on these shows.
Yeah.
One of my favorite cameos from a wrestler on the show was Vader on Boy Meets World.
Yeah. And Vader made an appearance on Boy Meets World as U.S. champion in WCW and again in the WWF later on.
Yep. That night that, was it like New Year's night or something? He had to go fight Shawn Michaels.
Something like that.
Frankie Stakino needed Corey Matthews to come with him.
Another one of my favorites, Saved by the Bell episodes, is the school wars where Valley and Bayside are pranking each other.
Prank wars.
And I love the interaction between Mr. Beldine and the principal from Valley.
Hold on. Oh, I am still using the old book trick, huh?
Works every time, pal. How you doing?
Uh-uh.
Huh? Oh, okay.
I should have known.
Come on in. Sit right here.
I think I'll sit over here.
My, Richard, noisy panties. What are you wearing? Two to the looms?
Aren't you ever going to grow up, Stinky?
Something's never changed. What can...
Stinky. Oh, man.
What about that episode? What about the Mr. Testaverde episode? That's one of my favorite ones, too.
Oh, wait, hold on.
The person who called me Mr. Testaverde.
I just had to play that.
WKKCY
time. KKTY Bayside. Okay. All right. Let me see. Where's that Mr. Testaverde episode? Hold on. Here it is.
You call me, Richard.
No, George. You call me.
You call me.
Let me see here.
Lee, I know you're listening. Would you have covered for Rod Belding for him being a prick and leaving the kids?
Come on, Richie. It's Richard Rodney.
Rodney. Looks like the kid's about to make out of here. No, we just practiced some life-saving tips.
Well, my loyalty to school wouldn't let me stay home in time of crisis. Besides, plumbing is my hobby. Where's the flood? Flood? What flood? And what happened to your laryngitis? Laryngitis? I don't have laryngitis. What's going on here?
Well, I'm giving your midterm.
Those are not the questions to my midterm.
These are the questions you called me with.
You called me.
George, you called me.
Richard, you called me.
No, George, you called me.
No. Wait a minute. You called me George. You always call me George. The person who phoned me called me Mr. Testaverde.
And the person who phoned me called me Mr. Belding. But what kind of devious creature would make two fake phone calls?
Oh, that's funny.
Zach can't come to the phone right now. He's on his way to pick up his season tickets to detention.
And then, there was the Ken Kelly episode.
Oh, my God. That black dude would have played Ken Kelly.
Yeah, the DJ.
The one you call in so you can win.
A trip to Hawaii.
To Hawaii. And then Screech came in up that damn blunt. Gone. I'm Zach Morris. That damn walk.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure you like me. You can remember all of them saved
of
by
course.
The
I'm looking at all the different episodes here and I remember gags from all of them.
Oh my God.
You know?
This is supposed to be my office, Richard. I had a setup.
That's one of my favorite lines from the Driver's Ed episode.
This is supposed to be mine.
Hold on, here we go.
I had to set up and everything.
Here it is.
I told you not to use that stupid car, but you're always the rebel, aren't you?
Oh, sure. Blame Tuttle. Forget that he has feelings. Forget that he was next in line to be principal. Had the color scheme for this office all picked out. Your taste is so tacky.
So is your personality.
Oh, man. Hold on. Where was the other one that I was about to play? Ah, here we go. This one. Because this one, of course, I cannot not play this one. Here we go.
I cannot.
Pushy.
The class trip leaves in 5 minutes. These kids are depending on you.
Come on, Richie. They'll get over it.
They look up to you. What is so important that you would disappoint 30 kids?
Richie, if you met this stewardess, you'd know.
You're doing this to spend time with some stewardess?
It's not just some stewardess. This is Inga. And she's only in town for the weekend.
See, I knew. I knew it was a mistake to let you come to my school. You promised me you had changed. But no, you are the same Rod. You get people's hopes up and then you let them down.
Richie, she's gorgeous. You should see her. She's a 10.
Is that what you're going to tell the kids? That you dumped them for some weekend fling?
Of course not. Tell them I'm sick. Tell them anything. Cover for me.
I'm tired of covering for you.
Come on, Richie. Don't be mad. We're brothers.
Get out of my school.
Get out of my school, Rod.
I wonder, has he talked to his brother since then? That's damn near 30 years ago.
That is a great question.
That's funny.
Get out of my school, Rod. Hey, I might not know anything about whitewater rafting.
Yeah. You can
still go.
Hold on.
Unfortunately, my brother Rod cannot take you on the class trip.
What?
You can't go?
Why not?
Well, he's...
He has the flu. And you know what? He is very, very sorry to disappoint all of you.
Great. I guess we won't be going anywhere now.
Yeah. Let's go home, guys.
Go home, guys.
Hey, hold it. Wait a minute. Look, I may not be a great rafting expert like Rod or even as cool a guy, but, I'd like to try and take his place.
You mean you want to take us?
Yeah. You don't mind a leader who can't swim too well.
Let's go rafting, Mr. B.
Yeah!
Have a great time, Mr. Belding. Thank you.
Sure. Hey, I'll see you on the bus.
Mr. Belding, why didn't you tell them the truth?
What do you mean?
About the stewardess. I heard everything.
Oh, you did?
Everything.
Look, I'm sorry you had to hear that. I know how much Rod meant to you, and I just didn't want to ruin that.
Sir, I acted like a jerk. I'm sorry for the things I said to you.
I understand, Zach. Rod always was the more exciting building.
Maybe. But we got the better building.
And there's that music. I got another one here that I'm going to play. And I'm only going to play the ending. And you'll tell me, you'll know exactly what I'm playing as soon as I start playing it. Because the ending is, in my opinion, the best part of it. And here we go.
Say, isn't she he charming?
Oh, it's Miss Bayside.
Isn't he a pearl?
The pearl.
Lovely, disarming.
Not even a girl.
Bursting with beauty, and now it's my duty to present to you with pride the very first Miss Bayside.
And screech up the crowd.
Yeah. Too funny. And then what was funny also about that episode was how the rumors were spreading. Did you hear? Slater beat up Screech. Did you hear? Slater threw Screech off a building. Oh,
you get worse as it went along. The rumor got worse.
It just got worse. Hold on. Let me see if I could play that one part. Here we go.
Think. Hey guys, did you hear about Slater and Screech?
Yeah, they both did great at the talent rehearsal.
Oh no, that's old news. I mean, Screech's black eye.
Slater gave Screech a black eye?
You're kidding!
Slater gave Screech a black eye?
Did you hear what Slater did to Screech last night?
What?
Slater dropped Screech off the roof of the school.
No kidding! Did you hear Screech was in surgery for 8 hours?
I know, he's still in intensive care.
AC Slater should be locked up.
Did you hear Screech is on life support?
Yeah, but the brave little guy still wants to compete in the pageant, if the hospital lets him out on time.
Wow.
Oh, man, that was funny.
That was too funny, yo.
All right, well, we had to talk some wrestling. We can't devote the entire show to Saved by the Bell. We've done that several times throughout the years, you know.
But you said
we'll end it with that. We'll end today's show with that stinger. Go ahead. What were we going to say? Go ahead, Tony.
No, I was just going to say you said we had to do the scheduling for the how we're going to do it when you're on vacation.
Oh yeah, we still got a plan. How we're going to do what we're going to air in my absence, but
in rotation,
but we'll get it all worked out here. Let's talk about the news that came out today, and it was confirmed, and it was reported, or it was announced on SmackDown, but it was confirmed this morning. News that has been circling the internet for the past week, and that is NXT is moving to the USA Network September 18th for a two-hour live show every Wednesday night. That is to compete with AEW's show that will debut on TNT on Wednesday, October 3rd. Or 4th, or whatever day that is.
So whose call was that? The network or Vince?
Vince's. Because here's the way the story plays out. Fox wanted NXT for FS1.
And I heard they're pissed now.
They're probably pissed because Vince decided to take NXT, put it on the USA Network because he feels that more people know. The rumor is that Vince feels more people know the USA Network and not too many people know about FS1, which that on paper makes sense. Okay? On paper makes sense. But we all know the reality of why Vince is doing this. It's to have a feud with AEW.
You want to start the Monday, the Wednesday night
wars? The Wednesday night wars. Now, for those of you that that don't forget,
you should be worried about Beverly Hills 90210.
I know, right? And isn't Empire on Wednesday nights too?
Yeah, Empire coming back. Yep.
Only one more season of Empire, anyway. So,
the final season.
But if you recall, Vince has been in a war, at a television war, for years. Vince just, I don't know. Listen, Vince, if you're listening, Ted Turner does not run TNT anymore. So you should not, be so miffed anymore.
You still think Ted over there running the show?
Let me take you back. I want to take you back. This is from a WWE 24/7 special that aired several years ago. And Jack Corpella discusses or gives you the synopsis of Vince's first television war.
Wrestling debuts, first time shows and events that changed the face of sports entertainment. Throughout the 1970s and early 80s, Georgia Championship Wrestling, later renamed World Championship Wrestling, had been a staple on Ted Turner's TBS. Fans watched in record numbers on Saturday evenings to see the biggest stars of the National Wrestling Alliance, better known as the NWA. So you can imagine the fans' shock and surprise when on July 14th, 1984, Vince McMahon popped up on their screen. McMahon telling the viewers that TBS would now be the home of the superstars of the WWE. The WWE had taken over the time slot in its efforts to increase WWE's visibility on a national level. All the fans cared about, however, was that their familiar wrestling programming was gone without warning. It's no wonder that the event was labeled Black Saturday.
Now, that happened 30 years ago, and here we are, it's 2019, and Vince is still at it. Okay, I just got done. I'm not done yet, but Jim Cornette has been convalescing. So they posted a omnibus, basically a collection of things highlighting certain topics that Jim Cornette has talked about. And one of the episodes is Jim Crockett Promotions during 1986, 87, and 88. And I'm at the part of the episode where he's talking heavily during the 87-88 time period when Jim Crockett Promotions was going to put Starrcade on pay-per-view.
Uh-oh.
And Vince said, hell no, and forced all the cable companies into carrying the Survivor Series and threatened them that if you don't carry the Survivor Series the same day as Starrcade, you're not getting WrestleMania. So, what did Vince do? He strong-armed the cable companies. There was very little clearance for Starrcade 87. And then in January of 88, when Jim Crockett was supposed to air its second pay-per-view, the Bunkhouse Stampede, which would, by the way, despite this happening, was the worst pay-per-view ever produced by Jim Crockett Promotions. What did Vince do? Instead of strong-arming the cable companies for pay-per-view clearance, he allowed the Bunkhouse Stampede to go on all the cable outlets, but he counteracted that programming, went on the USA Network, and at the same time as the Bunkhouse Stampede was going on, what did he do? He brought out the Royal Rumble. So, at some point, Jim Crockett couldn't take it sitting down anymore, so when WrestleMania 4 rolled around, they counteracted by airing the first Clash of the Champions at the same time that WrestleMania 4 was airing on pay-per-view. And they feuded back and forth until the middle of 1989, when the cable company said, stop it, stop doing this, because you're costing everybody money here. Because WrestleMania 5 went up against the Clash of the Champions that was Ric Flair against Ricky Steamboat for the world title at the Superdome. So that happened in 89. Then there was no back and forth between the two promotions until 1995, when Ted Turner, I guess, was still bitter over what Vince had done in 1984. Because when Vince took over the time slot, he promised Ted Turner an original studio show. And what ultimately happened was he gave him a canned highlight show for almost a full year. It wasn't until the final weeks of their deal that Vince decided to start producing wrestling from the TBS studios in Atlanta. And then he sold the time slot to Jim Crockett for $1 million. Everybody knows the story. For $1 million, and that's what financed the very first WrestleMania. That was March of 1985. So, September 1995 rolls around 10 years later. Ted is still bitter, decides he wants to go head-to-head with Vince on Monday nights. That lasted 6 years. Five and a half, 6 years. Here it is now. 19 years later, 18 years later, Vince hasn't had any competition, with the exception of a brief run where TNA aired on Monday nights against Raw.
Yeah, that's true.
Vince has had zero competition in almost 20 years. He has nothing to worry about. The WWE is a conglomerate that it will never go out of business, despite what wrestling fans will tell you. They can tweet all they want that WWE is going to go out of business, but it's never going to go out of business, folks. Let's be honest, okay? AEW could go up against Monday. If AEW wanted to, they shouldn't, but if AEW wanted to, they could have debuted on Monday nights against Raw. Just because WWE should have nothing to worry about. So when they announced that they're going to go on Wednesday nights as opposed to Tuesdays, because at the time, it was still unclear what day SmackDown was going to be on, Tuesday nights against SmackDown, they decided, we're not going to do that. We're going to go on a free night and go on Wednesday nights, because the only thing that's on Wednesday nights is NXT for 1 hour on the WWE Network. And because it's the WWE Network, you don't have to watch the program live. You can watch the program on delay later on.
So basically what you're saying is
this is a petty move on Vince's part. Vince obviously is the one that gave the go-ahead to go to the USA Network. Because the negotiations, from my understanding, the negotiations were for NXT to ultimately go to FS1. That wasn't supposed to happen, I think, so quickly. But from everything that happened over the course of the last 7 days, because NXT had a batch of TV tapings last week, whatever happened over the course of these last 7 days, they must have figured out that, you know what, screw it. We're going to take NXT and we're going to put it on the USA Network starting September 18th, live every Tuesday night from Full Sail University.
So, are you saying Vince is fixated with AEW?
Yes,
now?
He is. And he has no reason to be because AEW is not competition.
It is going to be
an alternative. He is trying to take WWE's flagship show is Raw, but WWE's main wrestling show is NXT. And he's trying to put a wrestling show against what is supposed to be a wrestling show. We have yet to know what's going to be AEW on Wednesday nights. We don't know yet. They got a pay-per-view in 2 weeks.
So now NXT is going to basically be produced like Raw now, all right?
Well, supposedly, okay? Oh, now, a lot of people are worried that because it's moving to the USA Network, that Vince is going to have a hand in NXT. Because right now, Vince has no hand in NXT.
Correct.
But they feel, here's the assumption, that if NXT went to FS1, that Vince would not play a role in that because FS1 is a non-entity. USA Network is, well, that's Vince's network. And he's not going to let some wrestling show on his network without him having some sort of say on it. I don't know, folks. We don't have no indication whatsoever that Vince is going to dip his hand in the proverbial cookie jar when it comes to NXT. We have no indication that that's going to happen. But NXT is definitely going to get diluted now because now it's going to be a 2-hour show. Supposedly, 205 Live is going to come to an end and is going to be a part of NXT. So there's a lot of moving parts right now. But this is just a petty, petty move. And then if that wasn't enough, okay, this is what bothers me about the whole situation. If that wasn't enough, the Young Bucks, and this is why I can't stand them, they had to go and add fuel to the fire and basically troll the wrestling audience and basically retweet what WWE's presser said and said, we're not afraid of a little competition or whatever. You know, like they're trying to say, we're not afraid, come and compete with us, you know, type of bullshit. Like, why acknowledge it? Why acknowledge it? Focus on your own promotion. This is WWE. This is AEW. And that's where it should end. We should not be feuding. I don't want a Wednesday Night Wars. I really don't. I don't have the energy for this. I'm 37 years old. Okay? I get tired, you know, walking more than, you know, 2 flights of stairs. My back hurts. Okay? I've got gout once in a blue moon. I don't want another wrestling war. I'm tired. I never recuperated from the first one.
Well, get ready, because it's on the way. It ain't like they want it.
But that's the thing. What are they going to... You can't... If WWE wanted to compete with AEW, in theory, okay?
They would just move Raw to SmackDown.
Why not just move Raw to Wednesday nights? Because I'm going to tell you right now, everybody, listen to what I'm about to tell you, okay? AEW is going to beat NXT in the ratings for the first few months. Because AEW is new. It's a hot product. NXT is hot, yes, but NXT on television, yes, it was on Sci-Fi all those years ago, but that was a different NXT. The NXT of today, I don't know if it could pull the same ratings that Raw and SmackDown does. I don't know if it can do that. and AEW is going to trounce them in the beginning. It's going to happen. And I can tell you right now, October 4th, that Thursday, when when the ratings come out, AEW is going to have a field day. Oh, we beat NXT. We beat NXT. We beat NXT. How about that? They said we wouldn't be able to come out on top. And blah, blah. What the hell do you think was going to happen the first week?
Yeah, well, they're going up against Empire. So it might not.
So I'm not looking forward to this in the sense of.
Well, you're going to have to start. We're going to have to start talking, I guess, AEW on the show now.
You know, 20 years ago, I watched wrestling on two televisions. You know, things are a little bit more sophisticated now, but, you know, I don't. I don't. Look, Vince should not do this. And number two, the promotions should not force the audience to pick sides. And what's happening here is that they're doing just that. They're forcing the audience to pick a side.
Well, you know, they say pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered.
So we're going to see what happens. We're going to see. We are a month, a little bit more than a month out from this happening. NXT moves to the USA Network in about 4 weeks. And they will be on the USA Network for 2 weeks prior to AEW's launch on TNT. So we're going to see. We're in for a unique fall. Let's just put it that way. Big Show season probably won't exist this year.
Oh, yeah, because he ain't around.
It's not even that. I think WWE is going to be. They're trying to compete. They can't have a Big Show season, especially considering
that SmackDown's
got to be on, you know, on par with Raw on Fox because, you know, it's going to be in its infancy. That deal. I mean. I don't
watch Raw right now, so yeah. I mean,
last night's Raw wasn't that bad. The opening round of the King of the Ring tournament took place. Vic Joseph first Jerry Lawler was filling in for Corey Graves, who was on vacation with Carmella, and then Jerry Lawler, you know, got attacked by Bray Wyatt, the Fiend. And Vic Joseph took over for the King. But Vic Joseph, I believe, was auditioning for a job.
What, for NXT?
For NXT on Fox. Or NXT on USA. Or he was auditioning for Tom Phillips' job on SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Because as you know, Tom Phillips is okay, but Vic Joseph is a lot better than Tom Phillips. That'll be the... And if that happens... Where Vic Joseph ends up on SmackDown, that's going to be the second time that Tom Phillips gets demoted from SmackDown. I keep track of these things, folks.
Sorry, Tom. Did anything good happen last night, bro? Per se,
We've got new tag team champions.
Who?
Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman.
Get the hell out of here.
They defeated Gallows and Anderson.
So, wait a minute.
The Revival. That was probably the worst part of the night. But other than that, the rest of the night was actually pretty decent.
Wait a minute. Pump the brakes on this out of control Paul Heyman stock car here.
Yeah.
So, not only is Seth Rollins the Universal Champion, which he's not defending on a weekly basis, like people cried and complained that they won, but he's now one half tag team champion?
That is correct, sir.
So, now he's Stone Cold Steve. This is Circle 2001?
Mm-hmm.
What, Braun Strowman finna become the United States champion? They're gonna be the two-man power trip again. They're gonna have all the gold. Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. This is what they're doing over there. See, that's why.
Let me take you back to last night on Raw here.
So Seth ain't got no competition in the singles ranks. He got to go get the tag.
Trying to take out Anderson. Look at Gallus. He gets some too.
Turn Gallows inside out, my God.
Like a runaway train. And Gallows now. Taking care of Anderson. Power slam center of the ring. Titles are on the line. Titles are on the line. We have new Raw Tag Team Champions. Here are your winners. And the new Raw Tag Team Champions, Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman. The unlikeliest of duos have come together, and we have new champions in the form of Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman.
Once again, so one of the members of the Shield in rarefied air again.
Mm-hmm. And
there's only a handful of people that's been a WWE champion and been tag team same time.
But you want to know what the by the way, new episodes of WCW Saturday Night being added to the network.
I saw that.
Added, I believe, coming
1993.
Yeah.
Next on WCW Saturday Night, we have a date with Destiny.
This is the promo from the WWE Network.
Play Vader Game. The world will realize that I am professional wrestling.
All right, well, anyways. Though I thought the most telling part of the night last night was this promo from Rey Mysterio.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining me now, one of the most spectacular superstars to ever compete in WWE, Rey Mysterio.
Charlie, first of all, I would like to thank you for your time and this forum to allow me to let everyone know on what's going on. Please believe, Charlie, when I tell you this, that I have been a very fortunate man. I have a beautiful family, and I've had a wonderful career. You know, I've been wrestling since I can remember my uncle training me when I was just a little boy, and I've had the opportunity to meet people all over the world who I consider not just my fans, but my friends. But recently, things just haven't been clicking for me. And what Andrade did was a disgrace. He ripped my mask off. In our culture, as a luchador, that is the biggest insult. But you know what hurts me the most? The fact that I haven't been able to do anything about that. You know, Charlie, when I step into the ring, I can see ahead of time what my next moves are going to be. But for some reason, my body just doesn't seem to respond what I'm envisioning. I know I've had a lot of injuries throughout my career because I've faced bigger men. But my fear, my biggest fear, that I feel that now, those injuries have finally caught up to me.
No, no, wait a minute. I'm going to stop for 1 second. They cut a part of it out here from the YouTube. But first of all, I want to make an observation, and this is just one of those silly AA observations. While the camera was focused on Rey Mysterio during a majority of the promo, they kept pulling back to bring Charlie Caruso into frame. And of course, the only thing I could notice about that particular shot of Ray and Charlie in the same frame was...
She's taller than her.
No, they were the same height. But anyways, then Ray's son Dominic came in and kind of killed
the whole thing.
Yeah, he kind of killed the whole thing, but Dominic, who's 10 feet tall, he had this to say.
Okay. Listen, you've been there for me my whole life. Just hear me out. Okay? You told me that when I debuted, I would debut as your partner. When you trained with your uncle, my tío Miguel, you see, you said that you weren't going to change a thing when you trained me.
Yeah.
You got to step in the ring with the first generation Mysterio.
Yeah.
I want to be able to tell my children that I was a partner with their grandfather, my father, the great Rey Mysterio. Don't do this. Stay in WWE. Don't retire. I'm gonna make you proud. I'll do it for you. Cause I love you, son.
And that's that. I thought that that was a great segment, with the exception of the Dominic part.
You was trying to say Charlie Caruso was looking thick last night or something?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
But
she ain't hard on the eye. No. I mean, Caleb Braxton is the thickest one out of all of them.
Yeah.
Charlie ain't bad to look at. And Charlie gonna leave all these jokers behind, cause soon as Jalen Rose old lady mess up, Charlotte Caruso taking that spot.
But then Sasha Banks cut a promo. It was pretty good. She beat the hell out of Natalya again backstage. Cesaro and Samoa Joe had a hell of a match. And let me tell you something. The match started with Cesaro. It's not funny, but he gave such a European uppercut to Joe that it knocked Joe's breakfast out of his mouth. Okay? That's how big it was. Do they show it here? Because the reaction was like, oh my God. Hold on.
Now I have the opportunity to speak to Triple.
No, this is that. That was. Let me see if it's on the Hulu version. Cause it, oh my God, it was. I want you to picture Tony C, because I know you're not looking at this, but I want you to picture somebody dropping a sack of bricks, because that's how quick Joe went down.
Dropped like a sack of bricks, huh?
Yeah, let me see here. Monday, August 19th. Here we go. Oh, my
like
God.
A sack of laundry on the floor.
Oh, please. A sack of laundry would not have gone down so rough. Oh, here we go. Gotta rewind it. Here we go.
16 superstars are in the King of the Ring tournament. 8 from Raw, 8 from SmackDown. There you see the bracket, guys. This Samoa Joe Cesaro, the first matchup of the night.
And
one of the things that's important to point out, this is a single elimination tournament. Means you must win to advance. You lose, you go home. And one of these men will advance. The other are not going to have an opportunity to be King of the Ring. I have had the opportunity in my career to call a number of these King of the Ring tournaments over the years. They are so exciting. For my money, the best tournament in the history of sports entertainment.
Cesaro!
Oh, my God!
Cesaro!
Oh, my God!
Into the cover!
Is it enough? And some...
I mean, if you watch to see how Joe just fell, like I said, I saw his breakfast flying. I mean, that's how hard it was. It was... Oh,
so exciting.
One more time.
For my money, the best tournament in the history of sports entertainment.
Oh, Cesaro!
Oh, my God!
Cesaro!
Oh, my God!
Into the cover! Is it enough? And
Samoa Joe able to kick. I mean, Cesaro just de-cleated Samoa Joe.
De-cleated. Wow.
That's from Vic Joseph.
Football language.
Well, he's a football announcer.
Oh, there it is.
Take a look at this one more time, Cesaro. Boom! Coming right out the gate, right at Joe. And this shows you how tough Samoa Joe is.
I mean, that was... It was savage how big that was. Anyways, let me see what else we can talk about real quickly here. Of course, Vince was not at Raw last night. We don't know why Vince wasn't at Raw, but whatever. There's a rumor going around that AEW... Now, if this is true, I think AEW is falling on they can't do things on their own. There's a rumor going around that AEW may have signed Tony Schiavone. Now, apparently, that rumor's already been debunked because Tony Schiavone's under contract with Major League Wrestling, but anything is possible in the world of wrestling in 2019. But if they sign Tony Schiavone, and I like Tony, believe me, I do. That tells me that they can't find their own people. I understand hiring Jim Ross, because JR wasn't doing anything. But Tony Schiavone has a job calling wrestling with Major League Wrestling. You can't find your own announcers?
Mm-mm. We gotta go off the heat.
Why? Because Tony Schiavone called, you know, 165 episodes of Nitro on TNT?
Yep. Nostalgia, baby.
But yeah, so... And then Stephen Amell is going to be starring in a wrestling drama.
Oh, we got to see what this is going to be about.
And now that he's not going to be on Arrow anymore, it's going to be a drama called Heels. And we don't know yet what network. Oh, it's going to air on
It's going to be on Stars.
Stars, right? Yeah, on the Stars network.
Yeah.
So.
Right after Powell.
Isn't that show coming to an end too?
Yeah, this is the final season. But they're doing a spinoff, I don't know, supposedly once it ends, so.
Now a lot of people also are bragging that AEW has sold out their first three TV tapings. What did you expect? I hate when people get all giddy. Like a sissy at Fort Dix.
Over new stuff.
Over issues like we knew that these things are going to happen. So there's going to be two more TV tapings were announced, or at least live TV. The venues for the live TVs have been announced. They're going to do one Wednesday, October 23rd in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then they're going to do.
If we want to give this world the United States an animal.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be on Wednesday, October 30th in Charleston, West Virginia.
Because towns, here they come.
So, I mean, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. And I think that's it news-wise, but... I'm getting a bit miffed with all this drama.
I hear it in your voice.
All this drama. Unnecessary drama.
Yeah, we're to 2019. We shouldn't be using the same formulas we did
30 years
20
ago.
20-something, yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes, let wrestling be wrestling.
And enough.
There's enough for everybody to enjoy. The platforms are different. We don't need to compete with each other.
Find your own niche audience and keep it moving.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Fed up. God damn it. Anyways. All right. So let's talk about what's going on here on the network. And of course, this coming Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live. I'm surprised we didn't hear from the Silver One. Did he call and I just not answer? Let me see here. Where is my Discord? Did I hang up on Tony C? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How come I don't see my Discord app anywhere here? Huh. Ain't that queer?
That's funny.
All right, well, anyways. So, with that said, Turnbuckle Throwbacks live this Friday. Phil and Choppy. And, of course, Phil couldn't wait more than 3 minutes to play the drop of me saying, let me show you how to suck it.
That's going into the Hall of Fame, man.
So you can definitely go and check that out if you haven't. Next Tuesday, The Shining Wizards, live at 7 p.m. This program, The Rant, live at 9. And, of course, if you listen to The Shining Wizards from tonight, you can listen to it again here on the network in just a few minutes. We're going to rebroadcast it in its entirety. They had the former TNA World Tag Team Champions, or the Impact Wrestling Tag Team Champions, LAX, in studio.
Oh.
So you can definitely check out them. And, of course, we'll rebroadcast this show after that. Any final thoughts, Tony C?
No. Another one in the books.
Another one in the books. And,
and for everybody, I do want to say, Greenland, if you're listening, I appreciate you not letting us buy y'all. That'd be kind of weird. Thought those days was over. You know? People buying countries and people and stuff.
Yeah.
Just saying. I don't understand other people ain't sounding off about that. People ain't just running around buying whole countries. Just saying. And I'm done.
Okay. Well, with that, I'm going to just cue this up here. With that, for Tony C, I'm Double A. For everybody in the chat room listening live, of course, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Hammer. That's right. Hammer's still in the chat room.
Good job, Mikey. Hanging out.
Yeah, he's holding court in the chat room.
Uncle Tony C still loves you.
And everybody listening live, I'm Double A. Have a good night, everybody.